Hey, this is Nicholas Brendan. I play Xander on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. And you're listening to Potential Cast.
Never gets old.
Stephanie, that's your cue.
Oh, I thought we were playing a song. Oh. Okay. Okay, this is season 5, episode... No. What did I say? This is season 5.
Potential Cast. This is season 5, episode...
Episode 5. That's what's messing me up. Season 5, episode 5. No, shit. I'm looking at the
episode
wrong way.
Episode 4. Oh, Stephanie swore.
Look at when she swears.
I love it. It's the best.
Season 5, episode 4, out of my mind. As Riley's friends beg him to see a medical specialist at Sunnydale General Hospital, Harmony and Spike kidnap the same specialist with hopes he can remove Spike's chip. My name is Stephanie.
I'm Kimberly.
This is Gabby.
I'm Illyrio.
Oh, and I'm Rachel.
Hi,
hey, Rachel.
Yay. So, Rachel, where are you at?
I'm in Edmonton. Alberta.
Alberta, Canada. So, did you watch Buffy when it aired, or are you a new viewer?
I didn't watch it. I watched a couple of episodes when it was on live, but I didn't really get into it. And then I started watching it the year it ended. And I plowed through in about 2 months.
Nice. What else did you do in Edmonton?
I wasn't in Edmonton then. I was in the Arctic then, so I had nothing to do at all.
Wow. Well.
How do you survive in the Arctic? I mean, like, do you just have to have special clothes or what?
Yeah, that helps. Special clothes, alcohol, and TV.
Nice.
Wow.
Excellent.
Okay. All right. So we're going to talk about the episode, and then we'll do feedback at the end.
Yay.
Okay.
All right. Out of my mind. So, okay. I watched this first last week on Netflix, and then I watched it today where I had recorded it on Chiller. And it seems like on the Netflix and on the DVDs, it starts out with Buffy, like, stalking vampires, almost, like she's hunting.
How's it different?
But then on Chiller, it just starts where Buffy is, like, fighting a vampire and Riley runs in. It seems like it was edited for time. It probably was.
I kind of like the idea of the hunting because it goes back to Buffy versus Dracula, where he sort of makes a big point of the fact she's actually enjoying the hunt now rather than just being a slayer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Agreed.
And then Riley is acting weird.
Weirder.
Because he's so, it's like his adrenaline's going.
Yeah, I think I took it as he was very competitive and just wants to keep up with Buffy.
Yeah, I took it as he was overcompensating because of the fact that he knows that she doesn't love him and he knows that he isn't worthy or something weird and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. All right, so Spike swears he's going to taste Buffy's blood.
Oh, yeah.
And then he calls in an open grave. That was pretty funny. All right, and then Buffy and Willow are having this like conversation about class, where Buffy is trying to associate all these historical events with vampires and supernatural things.
And Willow's so like She's so psyched. She's so proud and mm-hmm. happy that they're having a conversation about academic stuff. It was cute.
It was cute because Buffy is now, you know, they have more things to in common. What's next? They go to the magic shop. And what is this weird conversation that Willow is trying to get Tara to read palms at the magic shop?
Oh, I don't know. I think that whole conversation was on purpose just to make me roll my eyes. Especially when she's like, what do I see? I see Willow hands. Oh, Willow. Oh, my God. I fucking hate her.
I know exactly the moment you vomited in your mouth.
Something to do, right?
It gives her something to do. She needed to be in an episode, so they just threw her in. Yeah.
No, I mean, like, overall, like, she's going to be the new palm reader or whatever.
So
psychic.
I still hold out hope that she's a bad guy hiding that she's a bad guy. And I think we may have seen some foreshadowing of something bad coming. I think she's bad because
she asks too many weird questions.
Yeah. She does, plus the whole scattered whatever from last season. She's something ain't right. Something ain't right with her, besides the fact that she's a terrible actress and I can't fucking stand it.
This is true.
I'm sorry.
I was actually cringing watching that scene, just thinking of Gabby's reaction to it.
Well, there, you got my reaction. Are you happy? Gabby.
But Gabby, seriously, how do you really feel?
I'm not a fan. Oh.
You're not a fan?
No, not really.
All right.
I really actually kind of love her.
Ah, the truth comes out. Wait a minute, you're just
I'm jealous. What happens I'm jealous in this of Willow. Episode, aren't Shut you? Up.
Oh, I get it.
I'm like that.
So, did you guys notice the immense eye rolling that Buffy gave? Yes, Artie, I'm talking about your favorite scene. Calm down. Did you guys notice the immense eye roll that Buffy gave Riley when he immediately agreed with her about, you know, Spike shouldn't be interfering anymore?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was like she didn't want either one of them interfering.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. She just wants to be left alone.
Maybe that's what he meant last week when he said that Buffy doesn't love him. Maybe he is picking up the...
You know what? I think he's in the same camp as Tara. He's got nothing to do.
It's all in his head, and he's self-sabotaging himself, really.
Self-sabotaging himself.
He's sabotaging himself. The more annoyingly keen he is, the more he acts like cowboy guy, the more she's rolling her eyes at him.
Yep, cowboy guy.
Trying to
loser.
I know what I'm trying to say. Thank you.
All right, so Giles and Xander and Riley have remodeled the training room, and it's really nice.
And it's like a TARDIS. It's bigger than the magic shop.
Well,
like, did he bust down, like, did he buy the building next door and put a door in the wall, in the firewall? Because that place is huge.
Yeah, because if you think back, to the magic shop in season 3, season 2. It was just a tiny little room.
But you guys are forgetting our motto.
Yeah. S-O-D.
S-O-D. And there was that one token shelf with cardboard boxes. Like, that's going to be the stock room and the rest of it. Like, this is going to be the worst magic shop in the world. Oh, hey, I was here last week. Do you have any of those? Oh, no, we don't. Do you have any in the back? We don't have a back. What's that door? Never mind. But isn't that where you keep stuff in the... Never mind! Good day, sir!
That's could be a magic shop / dojo.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a basement.
Like in the Alamo?
Maybe. There's a basement in the Alamo?
Is this where we see Spike watching Dawson's Creek?
It's a little later.
I mean, who didn't?
I loved it.
I loved it. I watched it and I didn't even enjoy it,
but I watched it. You hate watched Dawson's Creek?
I didn't hate watch it. I just like barely paid attention to it because I don't think there was anything else on at the time.
Yeah, I
and then Harmony comes in and she thinks that Buffy's out to get her. And Buffy doesn't care about her. Buffy does not care. She's not a threat.
Well, no. Buffy and Harmony are now nemesis, right?
Only in Harmony's
mind. But of course.
They're arch nemesis.
I love Harmony.
Harmony is fantastic. She makes me laugh
so hard.
Oh, God. It's like the perfect addition of a character who has been there all the time. Can I just talk about how it's awesome how Spike was so dastardly evil and like, oh, desperate, eh? Do anything, eh? And Harmony's like, well, yeah, I'll have sex with you.
Yeah, it's not really hard to talk Harmony in.
No. So, hot and heavy action. Riley is ready for another round.
Ooh.
Right away.
But is he really? Is he really, though?
No.
Well, if he can't feel any pain, maybe he can't feel any pleasure, and he's just trying really hard.
Maybe he took some kind of medication, and that's why his heart is doing what it's doing.
He was on Viagra!
Exactly! Duh! It's a very special episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
We have a Viagra episode on Buffy!
Uh-huh! He's a heart doctor.
Dr. Walsh was a researcher for Pfizer.
They didn't have it back then.
Yes, they did! This is what, 2003 at this point? No, wait a minute.
Yeah, they had Viagra.
1990-something?
It wasn't as popular and world-renowned, but yeah. Viagra was actually
it was probably
invented
a
in the
heart medicine
80s
back then.
And 90s.
It was totally Viagra back then. Yeah. People were taking it recreationally.
Yeah.
Because it gets you high, too.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what I hear.
Are you the Viagra ambassador?
No, I'm not the Viagra ambassador. I'm just saying people did that back then. Maybe, perhaps. I'm just saying.
Do you know a guy named George who's armless that happens to be a friend?
I do not. I used to know a guy named George that was the most obnoxious Eagles fan in the world, which is why I hate Eagles fans.
Okay. So what happened with Spike Lirio?
March 27th, 1998.
Oh, when Viagra was released?
Mm-hmm.
Told you.
My bad, sorry.
Yeah, so Spike was being all awesomely, dastardly, villainy, and then it was just like, yeah, I'll have sex with you, sure. And then Riley and Buffy just had sex, and apparently it was good, and then there was
It was relaxing.
Yeah, it was relaxing. That was relaxing. Do you want to go again? She's like, really? Like, right now?
Really? I'm like, relaxed and stuff.
I have a headache, have to go to work and wash my hair, and I'm tired. Take your pick, cowboy boy. I think that's what happened.
Is that when Don is pouring the cereal?
Oh my god!
And Joyce is making her an omelet. And what happens? Does Joyce like just fall out?
Okay, my favorite part of the season so far. Joyce turns around with a plate in each hand, feels a little woozy, looks right at Dawn and says, "Who are you?" and passes out cold. Bam! So, let's move along to the part of the season where we figure out what's going on. So I know right now because I'm a child and I need to know right away.
Okay, so we go to the hospital where Joyce is getting checked out and we meet Ben, the internist.
Mm-hmm.
What, Rachel?
He has distractingly bad 80s hair.
Yes.
It's just so bad, I can't see beyond it.
I was watching some show on MTV, and I was like, oh my gosh, who is this guy? He looks so familiar, and it's Ben 10 years later.
Really?
Or 12 years later. Yeah, all grown up.
He kind of reminds you of Sam Winchester a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
How do you remember his name?
Finally watching the show.
Yeah. That hair guy.
I have it on my notes. Dawn is playing with the doctor's stethoscope, and she hears that Riley's heart's racing. So they check Riley out, and the doctor wants to keep him at the hospital, but he refuses.
Yeah. What was it? Tachycardia?
Yeah.
Yeah, the best diagnosis. He is tachy.
And then so he's playing basketball.
Was to find out that Riley had a fast heart.
No, it was also to let us know that Don is an imposter intruder.
Yeah, so we killed two birds with one stone.
I was so happy when Joyce did it, and then they never brought it up.
Of course not, Gabby, because they like torturing us.
I hate palm olive.
Well, at least she was barely in this one.
No.
Yeah.
So you know, the CIA did this. Oh, God, annoying teenagers. Annoying teenagers who can't stand the sound of silence. Oh, I have no time for
these creatures.
That's
the first time I loved Dawn, was when she was talking about her Castro stories. I thought she was awesome.
The first time?
Yeah, that was the first time I really enjoyed her. Yeah.
Okay.
So she gets better? Good.
Who you talk to. Not everybody loves
it.
It
does.
So Buffy doesn't know how to help Riley, so she decides to that was his dorm room, and use his phone and let
because Dawn's constant talk of the CIA let her realize, oh wait a second, the government must be monitoring Riley's phone. So she went over and then just picked up the phone and spoken to a dial tone. That's one of the signs of whether or not you're crazy, so.
And then Graham shows up.
Yeah. Ding. Man, Riley can play some basketball, huh?
Ooh, yeah, with a sleeveless shirt. He can slam dunk it.
Wow.
Awesome. He's so cool.
What a hottie.
He was actually a professional basketball player before he became an actor.
What?
Really?
Like, junior professional?
Became an actor?
Hello?
Some other Lirio. That was
all. Got paid to do stuff.
Thank you.
Where did he get paid? Like, in Lithuania or something?
Spain. I bet you it was Spain. I'm not going to Google him because I don't want to be spoiled on how Buffy kills him in the next episode, but which is, I really hope. I was hoping. Anybody else hoping he was going to die this episode? Am I the only one?
Just you.
No,
I was there too.
I wasn't hoping, but in my head, I'm like, oh my God, is this the episode where he's going to die and Illyrio is going to fist pump?
Total fist pump.
No.
All right.
Boo.
Sucks.
Just stupid.
Yeah, and then so he refuses help. It was like violent intervention on A&E. Riley, the reason why we all asked you here is because we love you and we're afraid that your denial over your health is causing you harm, and it beats everybody up. I love it.
Okay, he played basketball at Wake Forest University, graduated in 94, and he failed to make it into the NBA. He moved to England, where he played professional basketball for a year with the British Basketball League's Manchester Giants. He decided to become a lawyer, but changed his mind and went into acting instead.
Yeah, because, you know.
Makes sense.
Yeah, you know.
Good idea.
Thing.
Duh.
Well, he's traveled.
So, Graham failed at convincing Riley to get help. Buffy tracks Graham down at the student lounge and threatens him with physical violence. Poor Graham. Everybody just wants to beat him up.
I think Graham is the only actor that's worse than Riley. Anyone else agree?
I don't necessarily agree, but yes, he's not very good.
But he's pretty.
He's very pretty.
He is. He looks really good on, what's that show, that Western show where he wears cowboy boots? He looks good in cowboy boots. He looks very Western-y.
I think he's Canadian, but anyways. Let's move on.
Where are we at?
Magic shop.
Magic shop.
Mm-hmm.
Not your cat.
Huh?
Oh no, that's midnight. Sorry,
damn it. Riley goes into the caves. Remember?
Okay. Why did she go to? Why did she go to Spike to ask him for help to look in the caves when she found him on her own?
Because when at the magic shop, they reminded her how Spike spent so much time in those caves, he must know them very well.
I know, but she went and asked for Spike's help, but she didn't need it because she found him in 2 minutes.
Well, that's because he doesn't have a good sense of direction, and all he wanted to do was punch a cave wall anyway.
Okay, is this where we go into the magic shop and Xander is building something?
No, he's trying to talk to Buffy earlier about how Riley feels about her. By using the my friend.
I knew a guy that, oh, yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So then what happens?
Tell us the story.
Buffy knocks down Spike's door, and Harmony freaks out and hides. Spike gets offered money. He asks for half. She tears it in half, which was an awesome moment.
Yeah, that was pretty
badass. That was pretty badass. Buffy Summers, sometimes you impress me. Willow and Tara then go looking at the Sunnydale High ruins. And Willow impresses the hell out of Tara with a super awesome Hermione kind of spell.
Yeah, I was like...
Did she impress her, or was it... Why do you have to take chances by going so big with the magic when you could just use a flashlight?
I don't know. I think this moment is foreshadowing that Willow is going to be, hopefully very soon, because I've been wanting to see this for a while, getting over her head in the magics that she's playing with and practicing with, and it's going to lead to somebody getting hurt. Hopefully Buffy.
She's picking up on stuff,
mm-hmm,
like advanced stuff, really fast.
Oh, yeah.
So she obviously has some kind of...
Potential?
Natural gift. Hey! But,
What?
What?
It's the name of the show, I know.
Question, exclamation. Yeah, can we just get rid of Tara? Can we just make her...
Oh, maybe she'll be doing something with magic and it'll backfire and it'll kill Tara, and Willow will be heartbroken and be turned evil because she killed her lover. Maybe that's what's going to happen. We'll see. We can only hope.
I think Tara knows more than she's letting on.
Than meets the eye.
She's like a transformer. She's more than meets the eye.
I think she knows everything Willow knows and more, but she's just pretending.
Oh, that's real interesting. Really? How did you learn how to do that? I didn't teach you how to do that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Isn't that weird? She's like, I didn't teach you that. Maybe you have been. Maybe you've been teaching her in her sleep. I can't wait for this to develop.
All right,
so Buffy finds... God dang it. So Buffy finds Riley in the caves, and they have a discussion about how
they have a inferior fight. They have a fight.
No, he whines, and she nods her head.
Yeah.
He whines. It's very whiny.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he tells her that he's afraid he won't be good enough for her once the doctors operate. So he doesn't want the doctors to help him because he doesn't want to be normal, because once he's normal, he won't be good enough for her. They won't be equals or whatever.
Whatever.
He isn't now.
No.
This is a good point. Oh.
So if he feels inferior with the strength that he has now, he for sure will feel inferior when he's normal. Okay. So... Is this where we... is this where he decides that he will go to the doctor? So they go and they find out that Spike and Harmony have the doctor in an operating room, and he's going to try to take the chip out of Spike's head.
Penny for your thoughts, Spike.
I loved it. Harmony is trying to smoke, and she's smoking when he's like operating on Spike's head, and he tells her to quit, but she doesn't. But there's a sign, and because there is a sign, she's so
mortified in herself. It was awesome. I thought that was great.
It's funny because, like, I think if Cordelia did something like that and she was still on Buffy, it's like, ugh, like, you're so dumb. But when Harmony does it, we're like, oh, Harmony.
You know? I think the delivery is better.
I guess. Yeah.
I find Harmony's character entirely believable, played by that actress.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, I know it's a ditzy part, but it's very difficult to play ditzy well. In a way that's likable and affable, and I have no issues with that actress playing that role. I think it's perfect. The doctor is stitching Spike up, and perfect timing, the Slayer arrives. Is she ready for her ass-kicking? Well, as it turns out, Spike reaches down to bite into her, and headaches return. He finds a moment to look into a metal bowl and finds a penny. Now, where did the penny come
from? Why do that?
Was there a penny in his head? Or did the doctor slip that?
The doctor slipped it.
And Harmony can't tell the difference between a computer chip and a penny.
Well, she was smoking and she had to put it out, so then she wasn't paying attention anymore.
Yeah, that's right. He distracted her with a sign.
Yes. He's not so dim that some, is he?
No. And the fight goes nowhere. Harmony and Spike run away. And then, of course...
Riley has the heart attack.
Riley has the heart attack.
And Harmony shoots Riley in the leg.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
fantastic.
He doesn't feel any pain.
Yeah.
All right, so Spike and Harmony... they escape. Oh, and Buffy just, she is everything that is wrong with Spock's life.
Wow.
He hates her so much.
He hates her so much he loves her. Come on, right?
Exactly. There's a thin line between love and hate.
Yes, it's called a cell.
That's not me. That's the dog.
Sure. You have a dog now? How convenient.
Way to cover it up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they take the chip, or they operate on Riley, and he's fixed. And Graham is trying to tell Riley that there's nothing left here in Sunnydale for him, that he needs to leave. And he was like, no, Buffy's here. Blah, blah, blah.
Are you going to be the hero's boyfriend?
Like, yeah.
So, what of it?
Stephanie, I don't work in medicine, but the heart surgery above the pec seems really iffy.
Yeah.
Hey, all of that is real sketchy.
Hold on, he went in arthroscopically. He went in arthroscopically. It's perfectly legit. Justified.
Justified.
Well, what did they do anyway? Like, he had... I don't even understand. None of that really makes sense. He had something implanted into his chest that, along with the medicines that he was taking that he thought was vitamins, made him extra strong. Then they took the thing out.
I thought he pulled that out
when in the season 4 finale.
Mm-hmm.
Or not the finale, but in Primeval.
Yeah.
So yeah, the finale. He pulled it out.
What and then they put in a pacemaker.
I don't know. I don't understand. It doesn't matter. I don't guess.
S.O.D.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Buffy, and this is almost like in the last episode of Angel where in First Impressions where we can't tell if it's in the character's dream or if it's reality. But Buffy goes to Spike's crypt and she's going to kill him and they end up kissing and Spike wakes up and he can't believe that he's in love with the Slayer.
Dun, dun, dun.
Weird.
Oh my
God. I am so sick of seeing stuff where I'm confused.
I like being disoriented because I have to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
But I feel dumb sometimes where I'm like, what? Yeah. And I'm like, wait a minute. What?
You didn't call us when they were staring at each other like they're going to kiss. And then you're like, he's going to wake up.
I don't know. I was like, again, I'm like, did I zone out and I'm missing something again? Did I skip an episode? I'm like, what is going on?
Because I couldn't tell if it was Spike dreaming or if it was Buffy dreaming. And I was like, oh, please let it be Spike.
I don't know. I'm like, did I miss an episode? Did I watch something out of order again? Oh, my God.
But I mean, see, at this point, that when I'm watching the first time, Spike is repulsive to me.
Stop.
Because I see Spike the way Buffy sees Spike. He's a disgusting vampire. And just the thought of Spike and Buffy kissing is disgusting.
He's a hot shirtless vampire. Come on.
I thought it was awesome. Yeah. It reminded me of that Something Blue episode. Thrill.
But it was like a, oh, that's disgusting. That is not right.
No, he is the best.
I fall in between Gabby and Stephanie on this.
Ooh.
And I can't tell you why.
Well, yeah, I mean,
Isn't this what you're supposed to cough?
What?
Isn't this what you're supposed to cough?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whenever someone makes a kind of prediction or something.
Oh, it's ice. Okay. I keep hearing this rattling.
Rattling?
It's the ice in Gabby's drink.
I don't have ice in my drink.
Oh.
I'm drinking out of a bottle, thank you. I'm classy. I'm drinking straight out of my bottle.
Awesome. Well,
you live by yourself, so that's okay.
I don't have any proper beer glasses.
Oh.
So I'm not going to drink beer out of... I'd rather drink it out of a bottle than if I didn't have a proper glass.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you some Buffy beer glasses.
I get mad when I order a beer and they don't bring a glass. I'm like, what am I? A hillbilly? Sorry. No offense to the hillbillies out there.
Hillbillies don't get the internet, very so it's okay. Because if they had the internet, they wouldn't be hillbillies.
They don't get the AOL.
They barely get electricity, hillbillies, right? I mean, technically speaking, they're like hill people with very low tech.
They're anyway. Goats.
What an episode! What an ending! Wow! Let's get to the... Unless anyone has any other points... Let's get to some audio feedback from friend of the show and still the only person calling us, Paul Mackey.
Hello, hey, Paul. This is a voicemail for, out of my mind. Okay, here goes. So, cunning knitwear in the cold open. Will and Buffy having good class time and the prof being off screen is most likely not evil. Harmony's back. Randy Riley has no refractory restraint. Ugh. All right, no ketchup then. I'm sorry I asked. Going to have fun. Lucas Bebo blowout. Graham's back. Turns out Riley knew all about this long ago. Tara has almost disturbingly good posture. I thought I heard lock knocking. Willie's back. Oh, no, wait. That's just wishful thinking. What I meant was the high school's back. Yay. Riley raps on rocks. Sorry, I think I OD'd on my alliteration pills today. Nice brushy brain, nice mushy brain sounds. Buffy, punch him in the head wound. Riley can still touch Buffy, but I'd rather he didn't. This has been Paul Mackey from the Freezer Room. Much more scripted, but no more coherent. Bye.
Thank you, Paul.
I listened to that, and then I watched the episode again, and I know what he's talking about when the sound effect with the doctor operating on Spike's head is, you can hear squishy, squishy brain.
I thought he was referring to when Buffy and Spike were kissing. Talk about kissy noises. Very, very loud kissy noises.
And the thing with Tara, if you watch her scenes in season 5, every time you see her sitting in a chair, her back is straight up back, and her shoulders are back, and her arms are actually behind her ass. She has the weirdest posture. Have a look at it again. You'll piss yourself.
Like she's uncomfortable, like she's not naturalistic on set.
Totally. Like she's bent half back. It's insane.
Is it like someone was yelling at her, like stomach in, chest out?
Shoulders back. It's horrendous.
She teaches acting, guys. Come on.
Yeah, you can take the class.
I want to go to her class so bad. Oh, my.
$200.
Oh, my God. Money well spent. I must go. That's going to be my goal for 2013.
See, I'd rather spend $30 and get a hug from Nicholas Brendan on camera.
Oh, no. I want to go to one of her acting classes and record it.
Now, Gabby. Let's wait until after the show. That's all the audio feedback we got, and we didn't even get an email about this episode.
What?
It's like,
hell, man.
It's like people are distracted by Festivus or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe because this is a heavy Riley episode, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Rachel, how do you feel about Riley?
About an hour ago, when I had to watch this episode again, I almost gave up. I almost emailed you to say, forget it. I can't.
Awesome. Yeah. I mean, that would have been tragic, but I love hearing stuff like that.
Because I never warmed up to him, ever.
It's nice to hear other people not totally loving every part of Buffy, you know?
Yeah.
It's not just us who are the haters.
You don't want to hear just those that refuse to see the flaws.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't say this episode necessarily had any flaws, per se. I did enjoy it. I especially enjoyed the Spike-Buffy interactions, especially the one at the end. I can't wait to see how Spike deals with the fact that he's in love with someone he thought he hated.
Yeah.
I was hoping for a little more Xander, but it was okay. And I want Willow to get in over her head.
Yeah, it was nice seeing Xander do something that he loves, and he's found his thing. Yeah, he found his thing.
Yeah, carpentry. And he said the thing I say all the time. Measure twice, cut once. It's true.
As opposed to cut once, measure twice.
Yes.
The backwards way. Yes,
which, when you're starting out, that's actually what you do. Yep.
Well, I think this was a very good episode as far as it was written well. I like Rebecca Rand Krishner. Is that her name?
Yes.
She's the writer. I enjoy her episodes. She's a good addition. Feedback Facebook?
Yeah, Simone says, finally, Joyce is questioning how she suddenly has two kids. Unfortunately, the realization is linked to an illness. Poor Riley. His heart is all irregular. I just want to hug him. I'm sorry I can't even fake caring. No. You should just accept the damn help. Jesus! Graham is back. He is the only part of the initiative that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Bailey Chase is really, really cute. Spike! WTF! Okay, I can see how this happened, I think.
Ina says, love Spike and Harmony together. They are comedy gold. As far as the last scene, what? I guess his obsession with Buffy just went a bit further. Oh, Riley, just when you think he can't get any more stupid, he rises to the occasion. So.
Lise says, the ending of this episode will never fail to crack me up. Also, damn, James Marsters, you have a good back. Not as good as Darla's, but okay. As for the rest of the episode, I still cannot give a shit about Riley and could honestly care less about him dying of a heart failure or something. Especially when he's being such a tremendous idiot about it all. And as Ina mentioned, Spike and Harmony are comedy gold. My favorite moment has got to be when Harmony's smoking in the OR.
Grant says, couldn't Harmony have just threatened the doctor with her vampness? Why the crossbow?
Yeah, why the crossbow?
I don't know.
Val
she
says,
had to
Illyrio.
Have it slip so that she could hit Riley.
Yeah. Val says, Illyrio, I'm so sorry I had to suffer through a Riley-centric episode. Why do I have a feeling you were possibly cheering on that heart attack for Riley? Yes, I was. Yes, I was. When Buffy said, you are not going to die, I pictured Illyrio yelling, why not? I haven't watched this episode in a while because it's never made rewatch territory for me, mainly because Riley forever bores me. But I do get a kick out of the Spike stuff. Thank the TV gods for his scenes, or it might have been unwatchable. Good that operating area Spike was in be any... Could that operating area Spike was in be any less sterile? I had to rewind again to check if the doctor was even wearing gloves.
Yeah.
But I guess vamps don't get germs. Hey, Buffy, yeah. If Riley ever surprise attacks you again, kick him in the nuts. Yeah, that total tackle from the side. Riley was, in his current state, Riley was probably in that back room waiting for someone to open that door so he could tackle them. Freak. Carpenter Xander is kind of hot, if I say so myself. Gak, is it bothering you that the show hasn't explained anything about Don yet?
Yeah.
Is it bothering y'all? I mean,
Kim, is it bothering you?
No.
Uh-oh.
Kim's going to sleep.
Grant says, yeah, I thought about the sterile thing too, but yeah, vamps can't get germs. Justified. Although, if vamps can't get germs and can heal really fast, would the brain surgery really be that dangerous? Or is the brain the same for all, like zombies?
Dylan says, too much Riley. I have no choice but to ignore all the Riley parts half the episode. And enjoy the remaining bits alone, which you gotta admit are fun.
Teofilo?
Teofilo.
Okay, Spike is bringing sexy back.
Unfortunately, it seems like he's going to be bringing Buffy with him. And Emily says, Xander's dummy that he made for Buffy has two little fangs. I know, I noticed that too. So precious.
I didn't notice that.
And Spike has knitting needles. Riley can borrow? I'm just imagining that Etsy storefront. Cutting sweater sets by Spike. Love the domesticity. Thanks for the feedback, guys. We truly appreciate it. Are we ready to rate? Kim, you go first.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm not falling asleep. Okay. Let's see. I will give this episode... I actually really, really, really liked it. I thought it was really funny in parts. I didn't mind that Riley was in it. Like, I don't... Like, he's so indifferent to me that he... If he's there or not, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I actually kind of liked him in this episode. Cause I thought he had more personality than ever. Even though it was annoying, at least it was an emotion. I will give this episode a 7.5 out of 10. I enjoyed it. Yep. 7.5. what should I say? 7.5 punching walls. Does that make sense? 7.5 wall punches.
7.5 stalagmite punches. There you go.
I can't speak English. That's my problem.
We've kept you past your bedtime, so blame
Way
us.
Way past. Well, it's my fault.
It was my rant. It went on for too long.
We started late.
Yeah. Gabby?
I enjoyed this episode. We all know that I don't hate Riley, but he is irritating the shit out of me lately. and I did kind of feel bad, but at the same time, I kind of was hoping that he would die and make Illyrio happy. Harmony is awesome, and I love her, and I want her in it more. My deduction for points, sorry, Robin, I actually have points in here. will be for any Dawn sighting and any time that stupid Willow's girlfriend is on the screen. So I'm going to give this 6.5 out of 10 almost quitting guest host.
That's excellent. Speaking of guest hosts, Rachel.
Okay.
Let's see.
Well, I didn't overly love this episode, even the first time I saw it. But it does have Willow saying to Tara, do me. So yes. That's a point. It does have Riley almost dying, so that gets a point. It's got Graham looking pretty.
Spike.
So I'm going to go with 6 7/8 out of 10.
Whoa, we do not do fractions on Potential Cast. Sorry, I spoke over your very funny thing because I'm incredibly insensitive today. Please.
6 7/8 out of 10 sodden black boxes.
Nice. Boxes. But we don't do fractions.
Yeah. But just because it's a Riley-centric episode, I take 2 points off. I mean, Harmony is a lot of fun, and Xander finds his thing that is carpentry, and I don't know, and the great ending, and I just think it was a well-written episode. So I give it 8 out of 10 bowls of sugar bomb cereal.
Oh, I should have said that. I even wrote down sugar bombs.
Sugar bomb, sugar bomb, you're a sugar bomb. I'm going to give this episode 7 out of 10. That's what I'm going to give it.
Gross.
Gross.
Agreed. That's what we thought. Tell us what you think about anything, really.
PotentialCast.com.
Pardon?
PotentialCast@gmail.com.
Yes, you did. You can also call us Paul. You can keep calling. But folks, the man is literally in a freezer room. And he calls us. You're not in a freezer room. You're probably in a warm indoor room.
He probably had to go to the freezer room to escape the... What is it? Operating daycare?
I should go into the freezer room.
Operational daycare.
And use some kind of a cell phone antenna booster device, because I imagine that you're going to get crappy reception in freezer room. And call us. Maybe he's calling us from a red phone of some kind. The phone number is 270-40-BUFFY. The Twitter account is PotentialCast. The website is PotentialCast.com. The app you should be using is Downcast. And the Facebook group is Facebook.com/groups/PotentialCast. And now a word from Stephanie and her Downcast issues. Stephanie. Because they don't advertise here. They don't pay us. So Stephanie, what the hell happened? You tried to download my Illyrian, Terry.
I was trying
to
download your Illyria. And Terry, and it went in for like days and days and days, and I contacted support, and they were trying to help me, and they said, well, it must be your my connection, my wireless, I guess, I don't know. And then all of a sudden one day it just decided to start downloading.
Awesome.
I don't know why.
Nah, it's okay. Listen, they don't pay us, so we get to say everything. Most of the time they're awesome, right?
I mean, they tried to help me.
And they're really helpful. I contacted them before and they helped me out too. Mm-hmm. Folks, I think it is the time of the quote. And I think we should allow our guest to go first.
Gonna give you a choice, Buffy or Spike?
Spike.
Both. Spike.
Okay. Little performance anxiety, eh, Doc? Butterflies in the old belly? Harm, do us a favor. Shoot the nasty butterflies for the good doctor.
You're like my fairy godmothers and Santa Claus and Q all wrapped up in one. Q from Bond, not Star Trek.
She won't give up until she kills me to death.
Oh, Pacey, you blind idiot. Can't you see she doesn't love you?
Damn. Wait a minute, I gotta go with a backup now. Sounds more like Big Sister. God, I fucking hate Dawn. And yet I'll pick her all the time. I hate quote her. Nice.
Okay, right, there's her. And you used to have a mission. Now you're what? Mission's boyfriend? Mission's twoo-wav? You belong with us.
Okay.
That's the only way I'm allowed to say those words. Sorry.
I like that whole bread box exchange.
Oh, God. Harmony, is it a sodding bread box?
Yes. Oh, my God. Someone's Blondie Bear is a 20 question genius.
Her enthusiasm is what gets me every time.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Her glee.
Let us not speak of that show.
This Adam Crawford kid on Twitter just tweeted, "I'm not worried about the apocalypse. I have faith that Buffy and the rest of the Scoobies are coming up with a plan to stop it as we speak."
Yay! Good thinking. Any other quotes?
Yeah, I've got one.
Yay.
"I thought it was going to be like in the movies. You know, inspirational music, a montage, me sharpening my pencils, me reading, writing, falling asleep on a big pile of books with my glasses all crooked, because in my montage I have glasses. But real life is slow and it's starting to hurt my occipital lobe."
That was awesome. They were actually, like, being smart.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Dawn's some kind of witch and put a spell on everybody. Or Dawn has been conjured by Willow.
No.
Or
and this Tara. Is like Willow's
Tara.
Oh,
Tara's fault.
Well, let's go watch No Place Like Home so we can see if we get answers.
Well, I hope we get answers. Now I must say that I think it's time that we thank our guest. Rachel, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
And where can we hear you otherwise? Are you on other podcasts? Or are you just a listener and wanted to come on the show and figured you'd get on the 2-year-long waiting list?
Well, I figured I'd jump on the bandwagon because it doesn't matter because no one's going to hear us because the world ends tomorrow. So you can't hear me anywhere. This is a one-time deal, and you're welcome.
Awesome. On that bombshell.
I appreciate your like-mindedness.
Sorry?
I appreciate your like-mindedness.
You're welcome.
On that bombshell, good night.
Namaste.
Laters.
Enjoy the apocalypse.
If the apocalypse comes, beat me.
crimes, two flights. I need your heart break loose the wind. 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 Take my heart away. 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 To break the empty circle of living and dying, to leave a child with a vision. I need to heart break loose the wind. I need to heart break loose the wind. I feel a heart break loose the wind.
Anyway, folks, 27040 buddy. 270.
Message and they'll be so confused.
The elf podcast.
The elf podcast.
Just for the holidays.
I know him.
It's like beef and cheese in here.